I'll start with acknowledging last night's game. It's been a challenging day, frustrating day for everybody. Long flight back from Seattle, arriving here back at Lambeau about 5 o'clock to some picketing fans out front. I mean, just to, you see their passion towards what you know what we're fighting through and what we're going to get through. So it's something that every season brings on. Talking prior to the season, we spoke on the different challenges and the different paths that every season brings to you, and this is another challenge. So our players are passionate. They're emotional right now, understandably so. But it's time to, you know, we start channeling our energy towards New Orleans. We've been in staff meetings all day today as a coaching staff in our preparation, and we'll bring the players in tomorrow for strength and conditioning in the morning, and we will start with our New Orleans prep at 11 a.m. So with that, I will take your questions.
Mike, I know sometimes you guys will make a DVD and send deleted questions you have about kind of one of the official decisions. What are those conversations like this week with sort of the unique circumstances or do you expect to have this week?
Well, there's a process where you send in the number of plays to the league. That process will be done, and they will respond. So, and that's really about as far as it goes. It's an educational opportunity for us as a coaching staff to continue to make sure we're on the same page, teaching and instructing, make sure our players understand what the emphasis are coming from the officiating crews each week, no different than prior years. It's a different year. I mean, there's no question about it, and that's part of our challenge. The officiating is something I addressed in our pregame topics. Do it every game. I felt very confident going into Seattle that we'd be able to play above any type of challenges, whether it's the crowd noise, the officiating, anything. That's our mind. That was our mindset last night, and that will be our mindset here at home against New Orleans.
Mike, we've obviously all read the statement from the league, but did you get any explanation for A, why one official was signaling a touchback and another was signaling a touchdown, and B, whether the actual call on the field, they never actually said whether that was the correct call. Did you get any further
explanation? I've been given no explanation. I've been in game plan meetings all day. Mark Murphy has been in contact with the league office throughout the day.
How did you feel about the statement that the NFL released?
I didn't have an opportunity to read it, frankly. But based on what I've been told about it, I'm sure I'm not in agreement with it.
Do you feel that you are owed any type of apology from the league?
This is National Football League. I don't think you're owed anything. I mean, you get what you're tolerated. To quote Coach Mike Ditka, I remember hearing him say that, and I thought that was so true about life, and it's true about this business. So we need to stay focused on ourselves, the things we can do better. Our players are, once again, I feel for them. So and it's time for us to move on.
When is the first time that you saw the play?
Oh, frankly, to see it, I mean, in detail was on the plane. So I didn't get to see it on TV or, you know, things like that. But just the communication from what everybody, you know, told me, it was people I trust very much. And it was, everybody felt it was clearly an interception.
What was your reaction when you saw it after dealing with questions about it for the last hour or whatever?
I agreed with the fact that I thought it was clearly an interception.
Have you heard about or seen comments that some of your players posted on Twitter? What is your reaction to things like that?
You know, Jason, our PR director, is in tune with that. You know, once again, I literally went from third down game plan meeting to a TV show, and I'm here with all you wonderful people right now.
Mike, how difficult is it going to be to get your players to focus on moving forward as opposed to letting this linger? And do you have to do anything special in order to make that happen?
No, we need to stay focused. We're not going to get any help. I know this is going to be a story that everybody wants to continue to talk about, and frankly, I'm not going to act like it's not there. This is a play that I'm sure we'll see on TV, you know, as we move on in our lives. That's the facts of our business. you know, that's the beauty of what Steve Sable has created, God rest his soul. And the fact of the matter is we're about New Orleans, and we're in tune with staying true to the integrity of the Green Bay Packers, how we conduct ourselves, being professional during a tough time, during a challenge, a different challenge, but one I'm excited about overcoming. I look at this as an opportunity for us to put another feather in our cap.
Did anything change, though, on the decision to bring on 11 players for the extra point? Like, initially it appeared that that wasn't going to happen, and was something said, or?
No, I mean, if you agree at the game, well, I mean, dude, you know, the play occurred, and it was just, you know, total chaos. The play it occurred down in the far end zone on the Seahawks side. So at that time, normally at the end of the game, excuse me, you know, I stand with Doug Collins, our security director, and just based on a position, I remember saying, I said to Doug, I said, I mean, there's no way he caught that ball, you know, because, you know, just the reaction to Seattle's bench. And then, I mean, it was total chaos. I mean, there was people all over the field. We were trying, you know, there was no communication at all from the officials to myself. We were trying to get our players off the field. So at that time, it just seemed total chaotic. And then once Wayne, the head official, made the announcement, you know, we just left the field. Because once again, there was zero communication. I understand what the rules are as far as completing the game with the extra point. Wayne walked in our locker room, asked me to bring 11 guys out, and our guys, you know, we had 11 guys jump up, put their helmets on, and we went back out on the field.
Mike, we've seen you guys practice last eight plays or scenarios like that. Would you rather them try to intercept it or bat it down? I realize batting it down doesn't always work based on what happened in the Tennessee-Detroit game, but what's your preference there?
I mean, it's really based on the instinct of the position of the player and the ball. To get technical about it, to sit here and say there's an absolute about you should bat it when you, and then it gets batted, like you say, in Tennessee and so forth. I thought MD Jennings was clearly, you know, in the position. He high pointed the ball. And once again, in my opinion, I thought he intercepted the football.
Do you think that this incident will speed up the process of the real refs coming back, in your opinion?
That's a good question. That's really a question I can't answer. I have no understanding. Really, I don't have any. I don't spend any time or energy on it. I had a chance to speak with Mark Murphy before I came down here. So I mean, that's conversations is frankly between him and I and the football team. But you know, I know he was in contact with the league office, and hopefully, you know, something will get done. But frankly, seriously, I'm focused on New Orleans. It's important. This is a different situation that we've been in as a team. But this is a great opportunity to show our character and show our mettle. So, and we're looking forward to getting out there Sunday.
Two more,
Mike. If this controversy hadn't sprung up, do you think we'd be talking about how things went offensively in the first half?
Absolutely.
How do you kind of view where things stand offensively? The bar is so high. You've got four offensive touchdowns in three games. That's just not you guys.
Well, I mean, I think the first bar is our win-loss record. You know, I think we got to stay true to that and stay true to focusing on the things that we're doing better and the things that we're not. You know, clearly the Seattle game was different than the first two as far as our offense, what they were challenged with. The first two games, I'd say they challenged us to run the ball. Particularly Monday night, last night, we were challenged to throw the ball. So we didn't handle that very well. In the first half, we adjusted course, and I was pleased with the way we played offensively in the second half. The only negative I'd say about our offensive performance in the second half was our red zone production.
Did you get any empathetic messages from any of your just coaching colleagues or anything like that?
You know, I received more text messages and emails than I did after the Super Bowl. So I can tell the impact this made.
Just saying, any, you know, was it just...
Anything I want to share?
I mean, was it empathetic? Was it, you know, just any, in generalities, anything?
I think they were in agreement with the fact they thought it was an interception. But that, I mean, hey, that's life. I mean, it's not where we wanted to be when we got on the plane. But the fact of the matter is, we got an opportunity to get to 2-2. We're focused on it. We got a very good New Orleans football team coming in here with a dynamic quarterback and a number of good players. So this will finish our first quarter of the season. And I'm going to continue to avoid your angles of questions and stay focused on New Orleans.